We're ready.
Radio 1's residency. From the underground
to the arena.
This is BBC Radio 1's residency.
Tonight
on The Residency,
Joy Orbison.
The show contains bad language and extreme content. If you don't like that, turn off now.
Yo, Relly's, how are you?
So she's staying the same for the new year. She don't want no change, just want new hair. Baby got some rage, that's the do her. Cool, she got that brain, ain't no fool her. Ticking all the boxes like some new ass. She ain't rolling drones, don't talk to her. Still cacking how your food, the hell it fumes, yeah. Kinda long to slide back in a Uber. Might as well save it for the new year. Said she's staying the same for the new year. She don't wanna change, just want new hair. Baby got some brains left to do her. Cause she got a brain in her forehead. Taking all the boxes like some new ass. She ain't pulling drones, don't talk to her. Still kicking out your fellow fumes, yeah. Kinda long, so I slide back in the Uber. My Jackie won't go, I don't know her.
Joy Orbison.
Together we can burn.
That is love.
We can win. Together we can burn.
That is love.
We can win. Together we can burn.
That is love.
We can win.
Racing, chasing. What? Racing. Believe me, the slip is fast. Stuck in the past and the sword down slow. Nah, I ain't never scared of the trust that I put in you. You'd even hide food in your underboob. You don't f*** up food. And this lust that I hold for you is like a cup of crushed fruit. On a fine day, I'ma climb up the right way. I'ma shine with a light face. Say things that we don't mean. Racing, chasing, till the things got lost in translation. What I once trusted, I lost from rushing. What we took from discussion turned to eruption. What?
This is
BBC Radio 1's Residency.
Yes, Radio 1, you're in tune to myself, Joy Orbison. It's The Residency. I've got Floating Points and Ben UFO joining me in the studio today. Hello, lads. How are you?
Hi, Pete. Good to see you.
I didn't say Pete, it's Joy. You say Joy. Hello, Joy.
Hello, Joy.
I was just thinking, what sort of brings us three together? And I guess, well, probably one of the first times I would have met you guys was somewhere like Plastic People. Actually, just for reference, Sam, you might be a good one for this. Tell us, if anyone's listening doesn't know about Plastic People, tell us a bit about
this little club in Shoreditch in London, in the east side. And it was a basement, tiny little door, 200 capacity, wooden dance floor, terrible drinks at the bar, like warm beer and a Nigerian Guinness was like the kind of the go-to, because
a lot of people worked in that bar as well, didn't they? A lot of DJs were.
A lot of people passed through, yeah, yeah. John Russ
worked at the bar.
Santi was there, and the sound system was just out of this world. And
do you think you'd be doing what you were doing if it wasn't for that club?
Definitely not, no. Especially in DJing terms, like the world. You could string together records that just didn't belong together at home, and like string them together in a way that recontextualized them for the club use, you know.
I was going on about this, but I remember my girlfriend at the time would drag me to Nonsense, so the Nonsense parties, and I say drag, like now I know that was like at the time I didn't really know the significance, but they were amazing. That was really good, and there's not something that's necessarily talked about so much now, right? Nonsense, like it's, I mean, we talk a lot about Forward and we talk about like the Fio Nights and stuff like that,
yeah,
but Nonsense was an amazing party.
Yeah, I think
it?
For like a London family jam,
yeah, yeah,
musically, and that the people behind that party went on to form NTS.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Femi so, and Sean.
Yeah, shout out Judah, shout out Femi, shout out Sean, shout out Stevie. And,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, good crew of people that are just like, you know, music heads. And Josie Rebel is part of that whole team.
The first time I ever saw Josie play was at Nonsense, yeah.
Yeah, she just tore it apart. Like.
Yeah, proper like London DJ. Like every record was like, yeah, this is like someone who knows the sound. It's funnest. Grew up on pirate culture.
Yeah, yeah. Like house music, and then by the end of the night she'd just like be jungling like away, and it's like she's like one of the greatest DJs.
One of the things I think about a lot now is that is all we could aspire to. It's like, you know, like now if you want to be a DJ or whatever, you can look at social media and you can be like, right, I aspire to do this and this. But I guess when we were coming up, all I ever wanted was for probably you, Ben, to play my track in Plastic People. That was my only goal at that point,
right.
I was like, right, if he plays that there, then right, that's good, like
totally.
And that would be amazing. I remember playing a James Blake track, and I could see this really lanky guy in the back of the room, and it was James, and like, you know, and it's like, and that was his goal. He was like, I want to hear it in Plastic People. We all wanted to hear our tracks in Plastic People, and that past that there was no plans. Everyone was like a student, you had a job, like that was your thing, that was your goal.
I remember for us, because we set up our label and stuff as well, it was a similar thing where I think we just wanted to see a record out, and it meant so much to us to have this physical thing and to be like, we've contributed. Or, you know, we've tried to contribute to this thing that we love.
Yeah.
That was important to us. Yeah.
Seeing on the shelves in Sounds of the Universe.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like walking in there and be like, Honest John's, there it is on the wall, like with all the other music that we admire.
Yeah. I've got a video of that David sent me recently of me playing Hype in Plastic People. You should use that as did I send it to you already?
I never actually heard Hype in Plastic People.
What?
I don't think so.
Are you crazy? That was insane.
And that's probably the only reason I would have gone at one point. Just to like bring a mate and be like, oh, they're playing my record. But I don't think I ever heard
it.
I probably heard that track less than I didn't really hear it. If one of you guys would play it or something, people would tell me, and that would be because I was working, I had a job at the time, and it'd be like, I wouldn't go out much, and it'd be like, oh, I went to this thing the other night, oh yeah, they played Hype.
Yeah,
that was really cool. That was always
like, we're rinsing it like.
Anyway, enough about me. Ben, you've got some music you want to play, right?
Yeah, so this is a new one on the label Five Gate Temple, run by John T. Gast. It's by Junior Loves, really wicked producer. This one is called Grain. It kind of reminds me of the sort of music that we'd hear played at Subdub, which was another sort of core party for me and David and Kev, who run the Hessel audio label. Yeah, just totally wicked sort of steppers kind of thing.
Once Radio 1, Joy Orbison, The Residency. I've got Ben UFO and the Floating Points in the studio with me today. We are listening to Yantlit, the First Passage version by Junior Loves. Right, so Ben, what? So you're going to play something very special for us, aren't you? Well, you're going to play... you're going to play... Not that that wasn't special, but you've got an exclusive for us, haven't you, Ben?
Yeah, so the next one is something brand new by Yusu.
Tell us a little bit about Yusu before we get into it.
Canadian artist, only as of very recently, actually. She just got her Canadian citizenship approved.
Congratulations.
Yeah, born in China. Based in Vancouver now. I met her through the Mood Hut guys, who Sam and I are kind of both quite close with them. And yeah, debut album coming very soon. It's called Yellow River Blue via her own imprint, which she's working on, I think, in collaboration with the Music for Memory guys. So shout out to them too.
So Ben, you're going to play a track by Florentino, right? Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so this is a remix of Rip Groove. There's been a few floating around recently. But this one's so killer. And like, I don't think that anyone would have expected something like this to come out, right? Like,
Is this like a recent thing?
This is quite recent, yeah. It came out a few months ago.
And this is on, is it a Bandcamp release?
It was a Bandcamp thing. Yeah, as part of his edit pack, there's loads of good ones on there too. There's a really good one of Joe's Claptrap, which we put out a few years ago, which kind of reinvigorated that tune for me as well. And got a shout out Nikki on this too, because I stole it from her Bandcamp feed, which I follow religiously.
What's her DJ name? What's Nikki's DJ name?
Shout out to Dreamseed.
Dreamseed, DJ Dreamseed.
The only person I follow on SoundCloud.
Well, her numbers have just gone up.
This is
BBC Radio 1's Residency. Joy Orbison.
Radio 1's residency.
Can I play this DJ Maboku?
Yes. Right, so how did you come across this one?
My friend Kate Hutchinson was telling me about this amazing festival she went to in Uganda called... what's it called, this festival? Nyege Nyege.
Yeah.
And I think like, there's a whole crew out there that are running this festival. Maybe there's some video on those online streaming like services.
Yeah, one of them. No names mentioned.
From there, and DJ Campire was playing, and I watched. I was just like, she's incredible. Like, and the music that she's playing is like generally unfamiliar to me, but like really. So great, and like, and the whole like spectacle of the party, like the dancing and the sort of the joy in that space was like, really wish I was there. And and Kate was telling me like, you have to come to this festival, like, so and she played this one track in there. It's this DJ Maboku track called Mafia, and it's just a wicked tune that I've been listening to a lot recently.
Lovely. BBC Radio 1, it's The Residency. I'm joined by Floating Points and Ben UFO. What else we got?
I mean, so my friend Kirkus is he's just released a new album. I mean, I've got a bunch of music from him.
He was in your band, right?
He played the guitar in my band, yes. He's from Australia. Wicked guitarist. I mean, just an all-around wicked musician.
How many was in your band at that point?
it's like the band's been 16 people down to 5, and he was in the 5 outfit with
16.
I mean, strings and wind and stuff. I used to tour with him.
Oh yeah, you had a choir at one point as well.
For the one show at
Islington
Assembly
Hall. Yeah, I came to that one.
Yeah, like the stage was like one of the smallest stages we played, and we had 52 people on stage, and we had this laser show as well, and so we couldn't really fill the middle section of the stage, so it was really tight. Like people were everywhere on stage.
What was the album that you performed when you did that?
It was Elenia, the first one.
All right.
Yeah. And Kirkus sort of was.
I should know that I was there, but
I've done two albums, and this is was the first one, and that was Kirkus. We'd put out some of his records on Eglo, mm-hmm. And he's just a lovely guy who makes wicked music, and now he's doing loads of modular stuff, and
who isn't?
He did this remix of Danger, one of my old 7-inches.
Yes, I love that one.
And I just sort of was listening to a bunch of his music the other day, and it reminded me of that. And he did 3 remixes of it, and this is one of them. And he's pretty prolific. He makes a lot of music. And I haven't really ever played this one out.
Exclusive.
Another exclusive.
Lovely stuff.
Exclusive. Exclusive. Thank you.
BBC Radio 1's Residency.
Ben's got a load of Ben's a modular synthesis now.
Yeah, that's worth talking about, actually.
Yeah, and Ben's been making loads of birdsong with his modular synth, which is
Is that a joke, or was that
was that a joke? This is a serious musical endeavor.
I know you've moved to like the more sort of suburban bits, but what? are you getting in sync with the natural?
Yeah, there's a sparrow stuck in my synth. Someone needs to help.
What? So the bird song has annoyed your neighbours? Because if you're getting complaints about bird song, maybe it's just the hour. You're doing it the wrong hour.
It's a big bird.
It's a lot of money for bird song, though, modular, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little much, but you know, it's lockdown. What are we going to do? Everyone needs a hobby.
It's like the quietest it's ever been in the city of London, and you're having to make birdsong yourself. I go to bed, I hear birdsong, like, I can't avoid it now. The cars have stopped.
You're just desperate for interaction.
I live in an extremely quiet neighbourhood anyway, so unfortunately anything music-related in my house is heard by my neighbours immediately.
Actually, if we could get some of the modular birds to play underneath our talking... This is definitely getting an exclusive jingle. This is a first. This is Ben UFO on the module. That's going in. Won't you?
Exclusive.
I'm gonna need. I'm gonna need approval on that.
Have you heard about the singer Jeremy?
Oh, I have, but I'd love to hear you talk about it. So.
She's from South London. Shout out to Kim and David.
This is okay. Nice. Kim, yeah, shout out to Kim, David.
And I think it was Bake maybe that put Kim onto it. And anyway, shout out to Kim. She put me onto this track by a Jeremy, and it's called "Turn You Off." And we started working on some music together a little bit. And
exclusive.
It's 5 years old, this record. But
what I know of her, she released something kind of a while ago, right?
Yeah, and she's put out some new stuff recently and this year.
Right.
So yeah, I mean she's you know, getting on releasing records and I think she's got a kind of unique voice.
Yeah.
For performance wise.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
Well, like a delivery.
She reminds me of the sounds of records that like you'd see sampled a lot in Jungle. She reminds me of the kind of records Tom and Jerry would sample,
right,
like the vocals
right.
You would hear in those tracks, which I guess is nine, like SWV stuff.
Exactly,
like,
and I think like the SWV,
you're a big SWV fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean huge, like, any sort of 90s R&B, send it my way, because I'm all this. I got this like playlist for like driving, like I was driving around with Charlie Bones. He's got a car without a... It's called a convertible, Sam. It's a car without a roof. It's a convertible, and
it's, you know, 2021.
Right, we're driving around, and you know, we're driving through London. It's the summertime, and you've got Omar S blasting on the speakers, and you're like, this is cool, but it's not universal. You know, it's got to be everyone on the street.
You've got a broadcaster's attitude to driving.
Exactly.
Wow.
Everyone's got to be a part of this. So,
are you trying to take my job, Sam?
Like, no, I mean, Omar S any time of the day, but in a convertible driving through a sunny London, like, no, you've got to give me Johnny Osborne, SWV, guaranteed beautiful music that no one can mess with you.
But so what I'm taking away from this is that when you're DJing in front of thousands of people, you're playing selfishly and for yourself.
Yeah.
But when you're just driving through random streets in London, you're playing for the people. That's
then you expect yourself.
Exactly, yeah. Basically that's what it is. And right. And so I've got this like playlist that is the Sunroof Down playlist, and it's like guaranteed no one can walk past your car and be like, shut up.
Have you been accosted by someone walking past you guys? Is this what this is all born out of? Just your?
I don't know. Actually, I think it's
you were listening to like Ligeti driving through an area of London and got shut down.
You do have quite a nice car, though. Wait, no, the car I've seen of yours doesn't have a drop top, though.
I know that car. Like that was, I got this car from Giles many years ago.
What kind of car was it?
It's like his Japanese copy of a Mark II Jaguar, which it was. I traded him a record for it, and it was, you know, I definitely won out on that exchange. But then
you traded him a record for the car.
Yeah, it's like this Brazilian record. But then long term, the car ended up just failing MOT after MOT, and like, nice one, Giles. You totally won long term on that car. You
dodgy
got rid
salesman.
Of it. You got rid of it at the right time. Radio One.
Say I don't need you, but that don't mean I don't feel for you.
BBC Radio 1's Residency.
Joy Orbison.
Mostra
So up next, we've got a very special guest mix from Poison Anna and Mobs. Keen listeners of the show might recognise the name Poison Anna, as I play quite a lot of her music. We've actually been writing some stuff together, and I think one of them tracks might be in this mix. But yeah, a really, really special artist from London. They've kindly put together 20 minutes of new and unreleased music that will really transport you into their world. So yeah, keep it locked. Poison Anna and Mobs in the mix for Joy Orbison on BBC Radio 1.
Thank you.
that's it for this month's show, kicking off 2021 with something very special. Poison Anna and Mobs in the mix there. Thank you to Floating Points and Ben UFO in the studio.
It's been a joy to be here. Thanks very much, Pete.
And Ben, got anything to say?